and is raised in the...
Yeah. When I was in Arkansas, I always heard about razorbacks. Do those things really good?
Yeah, razorback. They're wild hogs. That they were, go back a long time, the hogs that escaped and were never in, you know, and bred and,
yeah,
and developed their own.
Well, when I was talking about, we were talking about the bear, said he had an Alton. What do you say that you do to the hog? You
castrate.
Just, yeah. Is there any other term you've ever heard people use to mean the same thing? Maybe
fix.
To fix, yeah. Or would they ever say something like, had to cut him or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
All mean the same thing.
Well, and the kind of company you're in and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah. Does it make any difference what you would say if you were going to do the same thing, say, to a horse or a tomcat, something like that?
You, if it was a cat, you'd probably say fix all the time. If it's a horse, you'd probably say castrate.
Castrate. I see. What about, you know, that noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? You say, listen to that calf.
Bellow?
Bellow. Or say about, you know, the noise that a cow makes when it's up during feeding time. You'd say the cow began to...
Moo.
Or what about the noise, you know, that's made by a horse? That would be...
Whinny.
You ever heard people say, knicker or whinker or something like that?
No.
Same thing? Or all of these things together, like horses, mules, cows, and so forth, do you say you just got a lot of...
Livestock. Stock.
And say another collective term that would apply to animals like chickens and guineas and turkeys, you say you got a lot of... kind of a collective term, you know, that would cover all of feathered animals. You got a lot of...
Fowl.
We're talking about how, you know, a hen that's on a nest of eggs trying to hatch something out, you would call that a...
Sitting hen.
Yeah.
Mother hen.
What?
Mother hen.
Well, you know, you've seen these trucks going along down the highway with these things with the chickens in them, you know?
Yeah, oh, chicken coops.
That would be the coop.
Yeah.
Well, what about the place where they live outside, maybe a shelter or something?
That's a coop too.
That would be a coop too. Huh? Would that be fenced in or?
Usually yes, with chicken wire.
I'm talking about chickens. When you fry a chicken, there's usually one piece that children like to get. So that
wishbone.
Yeah. You ever heard that called anything?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone. Yeah.
You don't fry all chickens.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
You don't fry a hen because it turned to concrete.
Yeah.
You ever seen a hen that was fried?
I never have.
The boss where my dad works, this lady gave him a hen.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. Gave him a hen as a present.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it was a small hen, so the wife thought it was a fryer. So she fried it and turned it. And he was trying to eat it, and he goes, "This is the toughest damn bird I ever tried to eat." And all of a sudden, he turned around and there was a woman who had given it to him.
Oh,
he was red.
That's pretty poor timing.
Golly. And they had to explain to her what had happened.
Yeah, golly. I had never heard of that.
And I didn't know. That's the first time I ever knew you never fry a hen.
I remember that. My bachelor existence in level 4.
That was what went through my head. I wouldn't know the difference.
What is the story behind that business of, you know, pulling the bone? What is supposed to happen? Which piece, according to which piece you get or whatever?